So we're reading about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was dancing in Rathiatra, and he took rest in a garden, and Prataprujas sang Gopi Geet to him and got his mercy. And then Lord Chaitanya honored a big feast, and then Lord Chaitanya came back to the Rathiatra, and everybody was praying Sagar Basila. That's where he left off. Everyone that saw the chanting of Lord Chaitanya, they were floating in the ocean of prema. Nrityakari sandhyakale arati dekila aitota si prabhu vishrama karila. In the evening, after finishing dancing in the courtyard of the Gundicha temple, Mahaprabhu observed Jagannath's arati. Thereafter he went to Aitota and took rest for the night. For 9 days, 9 chief devotees headed by Dvaita got an opportunity to invite the Lord to their homes. During the 4 months of the rainy season, the remaining devotees extended invitations to the Lord for one day each. In this way, they shared invitations. So for 120 days, Lord Chaitanya accepted Ekadasi. So 112 days. For 112 days, the 4 months of the rainy season, Lord Chaitanya accepted prasadam in the homes of his devotees. It was 8 days, our Ekadasi. So 8 and 12 is 120. 4 months is 120. So for 112 days, Lord Chaitanya accepted invitations in the homes of the visiting devotees from Bengal and Navadvip, Mayapur, Srikanda, Ambikalana, Katwa, etc. So he was very blessing everyone. A different house every night, or every day. For the four-month period of Chaturmasya, July, August, September, October, all the daily invitations were shared among the important devotees, Mukhya Bhakta. The rest of the devotees did not get an opportunity to extend an invitation to the Lord. So, have to have some Adhikar. To get the Lord to come to your house, you have to have some Adhikar. There were many devotees who came for the Chaturmasya, because it's so rainy and so much rainy and everywhere in Orissa and Bengal, if people couldn't really do much. There's not much work to do in the rainy season, especially in Bengal. So everyone comes and spends the 4 months with Lord Chaitanya. They come for Snan Yatra, then Rath Yatra, and they stay the whole 4 months chanting with Lord Chaitanya, associating with him. And so they, of course, they're all very eager. They're staying in different, I suppose, some kind of guest houses. It's some kind of simple guest house. Maybe they had house, their own house, private houses here, I suppose. And they would come to those houses, summer houses, whatever. And there were several hundred devotees. Sometimes it says 200 or 300. At least around 200. Minimum 200, 300 devotees would come every year for Rath Yatra and stay the 4 months associated with Lord Chaitanya. It was a big yatra. 200, 300 devotees. We only have 10. We're only staying for 5 days. Imagine stay for 4 months. A lot of Mahaprasad. Haribo. Everybody would gain 10 kilos. Right? Or maybe 15. Haribo. Good chaturmas. Yeah, really austere. Yeah, we take a vow. Only eat Jagannath Prasadam. Up to the neck. Only up to the neck. We won't eat up to the ears. We'll leave some space. From the ears, from the neck to the ears, we'll leave space so we can breathe. It's important. So, there's 200 or so devotees who come, and of course there are many devotees living here already in Puri, so maybe 300 devotees altogether would like to invite the Lord to their house. But he was selective. It was not an open possibility or open forum. Only the Mukhya Bhaktas, only the main or chief devotees. Shivananda Sain, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Dvaitacharya, etc. So that was, it was a great privilege to have Lord Chaitanya come to your house. So even nowadays, many people, they approach a sannyasi or they say, oh, please come to my house, please take lunch to my house, and they go or they don't go. Just like, for example, my godbrother, Radhanath Swami, he has several thousand disciples. 3,000 or 4,000 disciples in Bombay. And he very, very rarely goes to anybody's house for lunch. And they, all 4,000 are ready to invite him anytime, isn't it? But when Madhumangal and Shyamala invited him, he immediately came to their house for lunch. And then Radhanath Swami told Shyamala, he said, you know why I'm coming to your house for lunch? You know why? Because you're a disciple of Mahanadi Swami. Because I love him. Madhumangal's his disciple, so he wasn't going for that. He said, because you're a disciple of Mahanadi Swami, and I love Mahanadi Swami, so to honor him, I'm accepting your invitation. But even though, and everybody's asking me, all of my even senior devotees are asking me, how is this? You're going to Madhumangal's house, he's a new devotee. Because they only know that he's a god brother, he's a disciple. And he said, how are you going to his house? You never come to our house. He said, well, why is he so special? And then he tells him, no, because his wife is Maharaj's disciple. So that's what's special about them. So out of 4,000, they're one of the lucky ones. The point is that many people ask, oh, come to my house. So then we say, yes, yes, but we don't go. Like other different people would ask, because I have to be selective. There's a lot of points to consider. Since they could not get one day each, two or three devotees combined to extend an invitation. These are the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of invitations. So that's interesting. So only accepted 112 invitations in 4 months. That's 8 days he fasted, Nirjal. So then what would happen is, then one devotee he would accept, and two or three others would say, look, can we cook something also? Can we team up? Can we sneak in on your ticket? So a few devotees would combine together. You would come only to one devotee, only to 112 devotees' houses, but maybe 200 would get together. Two or three would cook together in one house. So this way all the devotees would have some satisfaction. That's pretty clever. The Lord is very compassionate. After taking his bath early in the morning, Pratakale Snan Kori Deki Jagannath, Mahaprabhu would go see Jagannath in the temple. Then he performed Sankirtan with his devotees. Sankirtan Nritya Kari Bhakta Ganasat. He would perform Sankirtan and dance with the devotees. By chanting and dancing, Mahaprabhu induced Advaita Acharya to dance. Sometimes he induced Nityananda, Haridas, and Achyutananda to dance. Sometimes Mahaprabhu engaged Rakreshwar Pandit and other devotees in chanting and dancing. Three times daily, morning, noon, and evening, Mahaprabhu would perform Sankirtan in the yard of the Gundicha temple, the courtyard. You saw when he went there at the Gundicha temple, you saw the courtyard. So Lord Chaitanya, why Lord Jagannath stayed there for 9 days. And then, during those 9 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came three times a day, morning, noon, and night, and did Sankirtan. At this time, Mahaprabhu felt that Krishna had returned to Vrindavan. Thinking like this, his feelings of separation from Krishna subsided. Ah. So when Jagannath was in the temple, main temple, where you see him today, and Lord Chaitanya would come every day for darshan, he would stand at a distance. He would stand at the Garuda Stambha. Have you seen the Garuda Stambha? And his fingerprints are there, right? So anyway, when Jagannath was in the temple, he would stand at that Garuda Stambha, and the speciality of that Garuda Stambha, from that vantage point, when you look at the altar, you only see one deity.
Hardly can see anything, Maharaj.
Yeah, it's quite far away. But there's different pillars in the part of the temple construction. You can't see Balaram, you can't see Subhadra. Of course, they're there. And you can't, because this is Rasabhas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. He's Krishna experiencing Radha's love for Krishna. Radha Bhav, Radha's intense Mahabhav for Krishna. So Balaram doesn't fit in there. Radharani loves Krishna, not his older brother. And Radharani loves Krishna, not his sister Subhadra from Mathura, you know, Vasudeva's daughter. So he stands there at a great distance and he sees only Jagannath. You can't actually see. If you look from there, you can't see. They're blocked by different pillars and whatnot. That particular angle. You have to go like this. If you move over here, then you see Balaram. You move over here, you see what. So he would stand there and feel great separation. He said, oh, you're here. You're living like a king here. Rajvesh, this is Dwarka. This is so much opulence here. This is like Kurukshetra. It's like I can't touch you. I can't reach you. I can't feel you. You're too far from me. You're too distant. I'm in Brajbhav. I'm Radharani from Vrindavan. Now you're in this mood of Vaikuntha, this mood of Aishwarya, opulence, grandeur, and pomp. Then the Rath Yatra comes. So the Rath Yatra symbolizes Radharani bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra, which means coming from Dwarka, because Krishna came from Dwarka to Kurukshetra, and the Brijvasis met them there. So Rath Yatra, Krishna, Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra get on the cart, and Mahaprabhu dances in front of the cart in the mood of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So Gundicha represents Vrindavan, all simple building, no shikara, all trees everywhere, beautiful garden, very simple, everything's very close. You can get very close to the deities, and Lord Chaitanya would go very close. And there, Lord Chaitanya felt, yes, this is Vrindavan. There's no Gundicha, there's no Jagannath Mandir here, there's no Lakshmi Devi here, there's no opulence or Aishwarya here. This is all Vrindavan, Vrindavan Leela. So that's why Krishnas Kaviraj is saying, and Lord Chaitanya spent 9 days in Gundicha, dancing morning, noon, and night. Morning, noon, and night. Why was he going morning, noon, and night? For Milan, for Sangama, to meet with the Lord of his life, his Prananath. Jagannath is Brajendra Nandan Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar. So morning and dancing. Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Gundicha in front of Jagannath. It's like, it's this Sankirtan performance, this ecstatic dancing and chanting is just like Rasa Leela. So much intimacy, so much beautiful rasa being exchanged. So when Krishna is dancing on the banks of Yamuna with the gopis under the moonlight throughout the night, feeling so ecstatic, that's the ecstasy that Lord Chaitanya was feeling with Jagannath in the Gundicha, dancing morning, noon, and night. So it says here that, so then it's separation. Vrindavane aila Krishna e prabhura gyan Krishna viraha sporti haila avasan. So his sporti, his viraha sporti, his vision or feelings of separation, they would end when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always in viraha bhava, vipralamba, intense separation from Krishna. Even when he would see him at a great distance, there was so much distance and so much separation. But when he would come to Gundicha, then the Lord felt, I'm having union with Krishna, with Jagannath. Radha Sange Krishna, Radha Sange Krishna Lila, Ei Haila Gyan, Ei Rase Magna Prabhu Haila Apan. Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Sange Krishna Lila. This is Radha Sange. The pastimes where Radha and Krishna meet together. He remained personally merged in this consciousness. Magna means merged. Rase Magna. He was merged in this mellow, Prabhupada says, consciousness. Rase, Ras. This Ras, that Ras that's produced Radha Sange Krishna Leela. Radha Sange Krishna Leela, Rasa Magna. He was merged or submerged in that ras, that wonderful taste, that wonderful mellow, that ras, that divine rapture that is produced when Radha and Krishna meet intimately together in their various pastimes, like Jal Keli, Ras Leela, Julan. Such sweetness, such charm, such beauty, such mellow. So he was always remembering this meeting, divine meeting, and when they would meet, they would churn. The meeting of these two hearts, the meeting of these two divine personalities, Radha and Krishna, would churn, their hearts would churn together and produce so much flavor, so much ras, so much rapture, that Lord Chaitanya was totally submerged in that. It says, Nano Dhyane Bhakta Sange Vrindavan Leela Indrajumna Sarovare Kare Jala Kela. There were many gardens near Gundicha, and Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform pastimes of Vrindavan in each of them. In Indrajumna Lake, he sported in the water. The Lord personally splashed all the devotees with water, and the devotees surrounding him on all sides also splashed the Lord. Arivo!